Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la. She really hates him. It's really true.
All right, testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Sounds good to me.
Test.
Well, welcome to my Wife Hates Me podcast. We were not here last week. Bonnie was in Denver, then Canada. So we're going to resume this week. We have 2 weeks left on this network. And then we'll probably start up, take the summer off and start up in September, do you think? What do you think?
I don't think at all. I try not to at all anymore.
Do you have an opinion on that? Do you
want to? Nope.
Or maybe August, start up in our new house?
Yeah, I think we get our new podcast studio ready to go.
And then we'll start up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll know what network we're on.
We're moving in July?
Yes.
The month of July, we're going to take to move and then sell this house.
And house won't be for sale for a while. So much work to do in it.
Oh.
Well, at least Raina's room. And today the movers are coming to look. And, you know, we're just going to have them take the heavy stuff. And they have to go into Raina's room to look at that bed. So, it's a mess. But anyhow, a lot of work. I mean, just looking in this one room alone. And down here, I think they say moving's the most stressful thing over a divorce.
More than a divorce?
Look up the 10 most stressful things in life. Come on, it's good.
Like
yes.
God, that's making you make me look stuff up.
Is what? I can look it up. 10 most stressful.
By the way, we have a new one. I wish I recorded it. When you started, I was like, I should record this. And then I was like, oh, I'm sure he's almost done. But it went on forever. I wish I'd recorded it. You were going like this. What's the show? It starts with an L. And then I'd be like, I have no idea. And then you were like, come on, it starts with an L. The show, it starts with an L. That's all the information you could give me. I said, is it about a like soccer team or something in England? You're like, no, it starts with an L.
I don't know what it was about.
Goes on and on. Couldn't give me an actor's name.
I said it was.
Give me the platform.
I said it was the last season.
Yeah. The last season, is it? How would anyone know that if they don't know the show?
Because I saw an article, a thing. This is the last season or the last episode. Maybe it was the last episode of that season.
Well,
but I figured out the name playing golf and you go, oh, you called somebody. I didn't call it. It hit me when I was playing golf.
But why is that important? Like what is that? Because you're worried that you're no. Mentally...
What do you mean, why is what important? That I told you?
No, that you... Why is it important that you... Because, okay, so we're watching a show. I couldn't come up with it. He gets mad at me because I can't come up with the name of a show that he wants.
You.
Yeah, you kept saying, come on, you know this.
Yeah, you always brought up the show.
Okay, it was Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Okay, which...
I was right about the L.
Which was something that I... said, but anyway,
you didn't say it during when we were watching. I would have said yes. You didn't say it.
Is it about a football team?
I don't know what it's about. I've never seen it. What's it about? I heard it was a comedy.
I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. I'm literally I can't.
What everybody kept saying, watch the show.
Think about things not just from your perspective, but from the whole perspective of it. There's a man just sitting in a living room going, "Ow!" L! It starts with L! And expecting his wife and his kid to know what he's talking about. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because she always would bring up that show, and it was very
famous.
So he
calls me, Oh no! So we're watching a show. He's literally on his phone the entire time.
No,
trying to find. It. Yeah, I go.
You exaggerate.
You were. I said, like, why are you watching your show? You go. I'm looking at. I'm trying to find the name of this. And no, because if I look at my phone even for a second while we're watching TV, you get so mad. So I was like, you know, don't look at your phone or whatever. And you kept doing it. And then finally, you put it away. I go, let it go. You couldn't. That's your OCD or something where you just, I'm sure you didn't watch the show at all. You just thought about it the entire time. And the next day.
Is that thinking about it?
Yes, that's you thinking about it. And then the next day, he calls me, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
That was it. Because you're sitting there worried that you can't remember. So you have to come up with it in order to prove to yourself that you're not losing your
mind. No, it just hit me. That's all when I was playing golf. I wasn't obsessed about it. Then we were playing. I go, oh, that's the name of it. So there. And then when we were talking, I said, Ted Lasso. And then you accused me of calling somebody to find out. I didn't
accuse you. That makes it sound so.
Yes.
I said, did you call someone?
Well, how can I call somebody if I had no information? I go, oh, a show to start.
Because I thought Bobby Kelly told you to watch a show. You couldn't remember the name of it. You yelled at Rain and I. Then you looked at your phone for an hour. Then you thought about it. You probably didn't sleep at night. You probably were like obsessing about it. The next day, you're going to play golf. You call Bobby Kelly. Hey, what's that show you told me to watch? Ted Lasso. Oh, I remembered it. Ted Lasso. That's how I see the events going down.
That's not what happened. We're just playing and it hit me, Ted Lasso.
Does it look like I only have one arm?
Yes. Yes.
Pretend I only have one arm.
That's nice. Jesus. What about people with one arm?
So what? I'm bringing awareness. Hey. Oops. Oh, no, I can't do it. Hey.
Oh.
Come on.
Would you rather lose, an arm or a leg?
Rub my... that's a good question. I guess a leg. You can hide it.
Yeah. Well, you can hide an arm, too.
Well, no, you just have a floppy thing, and then your hand is so important.
No, well, you would get one of those fake arms.
Yeah, but still, it's like, it's a lot. I think probably it's easier just to learn how to walk on a foot.
Would you rather lose an eye or an ear?
A husband.
Whoa.
Okay, 10 most stressful life events. Okay. I hate to break it to you, but moving's not even on here. Marriage, divorce, retirement, death of a spouse, pregnancy, marital separation, job loss, death of a loved one, starting a new job, death of a close friend, separation or divorce, that's on there like 10 times. Transitioning into adulthood, major illness or injury, divorce or separation again, death. What are the 10 most stressful? Okay, here's, according to the research.
Do you look on Google?
I clicked on the wrong thing. Okay, listen, I got it. Hello. Phone down. Phone's down.
You don't own me.
That's for sure. According to the research, the top 10 most stressful events in our lives today are issues at work, change in a relationship, divorce, exams and studying, buying a house, reading, watching the news, having a child, starting a new job.
Number four.
Reading the news. Is that stressful to you?
No. Well, no. Because if you read the depressing news, you know, if you read the... Stop it. You're a freak. 2 episodes left. On the last episode, Bonnie's going to show her breast. Right? Don't. Go ahead.
No.
For the fans.
What's wrong with you?
You did it once, remember, years ago?
What are you talking about?
You showed your breasts?
On our podcast?
No, on TV.
Yeah, they blurred it.
They did? I don't remember.
Oh, my God. There's literally something so wrong with you.
Yeah, my wife.
Who would be like, show your boobs to your wife?
Why do you look like a truck driver?
What?
You look like a truck
driver. Why?
I don't know. With your cut off shirt, you just, you know, all mean. You had to see Bonnie last night after she got out of the shower. She had a real lesbian. She combed her hair like a lesbian on purpose. And she was sitting on the couch.
Look what at- is a lesbian's hair? Hi, 2023.
Oh, whatever. So, how was Canada?
Dikey.
How was Canada?
It was fun, you know. Some
you went family. You went kayaking.
Yes, I went kayaking with my sister. She goes all the time. It's really beautiful. We saw beavers making a dam. It was like insane.
Well, there's something I haven't seen.
So amazing. But it's a long trip. So I went to Colorado first. I did this like festival.
Wait,
show.
Didn't you make fun of a comic? Tell what happened to that when you were doing it. What was he doing that you
no,
made fun
this
of?
Was funny. So it was like I got there on Friday night, but my shows were Saturday. So she said, I had to do a book signing Saturday afternoon and then two shows Saturday night. But she said, well, why don't you come down? There's a show going on Friday night, you know, slip on it. I go, oh, okay, sure. So I go down. It's the noisiest bar on the planet. It's crazy. And people are going up. There's no light. There's no stage, no light. There's a microphone just in the corner. I was like, oh, you know, before I saw the venue, I agreed to it.
It was a bad one-nighter.
I mean, the audience was nice. They were just, it was like, I can't explain it. Like, they were nice and supportive, yet not listening and loud. It was hard. It's hard to explain. So anyway, this guy was on and, you know, he'd say like a sports team or whatever and get some cheers and stuff. And then he was like, I am killing. Like,
did he have jokes?
He did. But you could tell, like, he was like
pandering.
The confidence that he had in this room was hilarious, you know? And then at one point he goes, like, it's so noisy. I can't believe he's thinking like, I'm killing. It's like, it's like hard to hear. And then he goes, like, as though they're chanting for him or cheering for him or something. He goes, guys, there's more comedians on, which just, it was the funniest thing. It was so funny because he wasn't doing it to be funny. He really was like, whatever. So, and then I
what are you saying? Calm down. There's more coming up.
He was like, hey, I know you love me, but I can't be here all night. There's other comedians. Like, sorry. I gotta go, you know. He was doing that thing like, sorry, there's other comedians on, which I've seen comedians do as a joke, but I don't know if I've ever really seen it sincerely. And at one point during his set, he was like, he was a lawyer, or at least he went to law school and then, you know, dropped out and whatever, you know, he's like. And so then I get on and I was actually going to talk about this other comedian, but he was just standing there. And then I sort of started just making fun of him and the audience was laughing so hard.
Why? What were you saying?
I don't remember now, but just kind of making fun of the situation that, you know, that thing where you like, you had a great set just to sort of like tear him down. Yeah, but you could see he was getting really mad when I was doing it because I kept bringing it back to it or whatever. But the audience was laughing so hard because they knew, like, they also saw the thing that I saw, which was somebody that was like in a delusional.
Did he say anything to you after the show?
No, I wanted to say something, but he didn't. But he was too new to know that was funny, that what was happening. He was like upset because he really did leave the stage thinking this was the greatest show.
How new was he? You just like ruined some guy's dreams. He probably quit comedy.
I hope so. If I can just make one person per show quit comedy. So then, no, it was funny. I wasn't being mean. I was just being like funny about the situation. I mean, it was just such a fucking hellish show. So then the next night, I start seeing all the same people that were at that show in this show. And I was like, oh no, you know, but I go on, it's a great show. Then I do like over an hour and it's good. It's fun. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do that same set for the next show, you know?
Well, you don't have different hour sets. You have that much material. But
right. Well, I was thinking like I could see that there was a few comedians from the previous two shows. So I was like, oh, what can I do that's a little different? You know? And
I have to wipe my nose.
There's a table in the front that's just being really rowdy and, you know. Like, you know when people are, like, kind of heckling and fucking with you, but they're there to have fun, and so you kind of give them a pass? These people were trying to be, and it's so rare. I really do think it's rare when people in the audience are actually trying to be assholes to you.
It's the guy confirming. Hello?
Hey, Rich, it's Joe. It's from Mall Movers. How are you, sir?
Good. See you at 10. Thank you.
We don't pause for phone calls. You see it all here.
That was too much, huh?
You see it all.
We're real. We keep it real. A lot of podcasts don't.
So then I get them kicked out, and it takes a while because there's no, but like, people think I'm joking or something. I don't know. There's no, I finally had to be like, is there security? Because I was like, I'm not going to do a fucking hour. They started right at the beginning. So then it's a little awkward. But then this table comes and sits at that table, and it's the same table that was there the first show. That was sitting in exactly that place the first show. And I was like, wait, all you guys were at the first show? And they're like, yeah. And now I'm like, well, I don't want to do the same material that these people in the front row fucking saw. And then I go, how many people were at the first show? 70%. It's the biggest applause break I got the whole show.
Why would they do that to comics? It's so,
they had ticket pass holders.
Yeah.
So people just bought tickets, but there was no other shows that night, and it's a really small place, so there's barely any other bars. You know, there was even people there that weren't there to see comedy. There was like some girls from fucking some Denver college came in at some point that they were like, oh, we just came to drink.
Was the bar open?
The bar was complete. It was the bar was open to the public while there was a comedy show going on.
So you could just walk in and go, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. I'm just going to go up to the back bar and not listen. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I'm sure those girls, like fucking 10 girls came in. I'm sure they didn't all pay like whatever the cost of the ticket was to get in. They're just coming from Denver to do some drinking. I could hear them in the back.
They drove. Oh, they were probably spending a weekend. What was it called? Winter Park?
Winter Park.
Isn't that like a ski area? That's a ski area in Colorado.
But what would you have done? Just crowd work?
Yeah.
That's basically.
I would have tried to get rid of the 70%. I would have tried to chase them out and only be 30%. I would.
No.
Oh, yeah. I would try to get them out. Can you please leave? I would tell them to leave.
No.
Oh, yeah. I would say, listen.
And there would be like hardly anyone in the audience.
Well, then you could still, it'd be new. It would be a different audience.
Well, I did feel bad for the people because there was people there that were just there that show.
It's like saying to someone, you know, I go, will you people watch a TV show and then 10 minutes later watch the exact same
If you're Raina Voss, you would. She watches the shows over and over and over again. It's like so weird.
Wait. Yeah, she watches like Modern Family.
Modern Family now. But she went through, the first show I saw her do it with was Family Guy, where she watched every single episode. When we were on the road, she would just constantly be watching Family Guy. She must have watched the entire series through like two or three times. Then she
did. Two or three times?
Yeah. Then she did Bob's Burgers over and over and over.
What about The Simpsons?
She wasn't ever really that into The Simpsons, but she did, what's that other one? The like Cartwright and on Comedy Central, you know, the little kids. Fuck, I can't remember.
And she watched
Trey Parker and
SpongeBob.
Anyway.
SquarePants when she was young.
Well, she didn't rewatch. That was just on TV. And then, now she's on Family Guy. I mean, on Modern Family. Loves it. Every day after school, Modern Family. I know some of the fucking shit because just walking through the... I've never watched one family or a Modern Family in my life.
She knows. just,
and I walk through and I'll be like, oh, I hate this guy. And she's like, stop it. She gets so mad. Yeah. But yeah, so that was that. And then the airport was 2 hours away.
After a long flight, that's a 4 hour flight to Denver. Right.
Yes. Then I had a 2 hour drive, and it's people, and it's not like a car service. It's people that like
work for
the, well, it was her best friend that the woman who that did the thing. It was her best friend that picked me up. Really nice woman. But, you know, you're chit chatting the whole way. You're like, you know, you're still working. And then on the way home, I asked, you know, if I could get like a car service or something. 2 hours to the airport, I leave at 7 a.m. So she's like, oh, this guy will drive you, just like some dude that she knew.
He could have been a killer.
I mean, well, I didn't really have much choices. She was like, yeah, they don't really have car services here. So then I had to, the guy was like, she's like, don't worry, he's a huge comedy fan. And
oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, so we talked comedy the entire way.
Oh.
Back 2 hours. It was fine. You know, it's fine. And then I went to Canada after that. Flew into Canada.
It must have been cold kayaking.
No, it was not. It was really hot.
It was hot in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was like 28.
No one knows what 28 is. You do that on purpose.
Okay. So when I was in Canada, I said, what's the temperature here? Like 80? And then they were like, we don't know what that means. I had to go back to Celsius. Like, okay, what, is it 28? They were like, yeah.
It's so dumb.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't know it?
No, because...
Is that why things are dumb that you don't know? You're scared of things you don't know?
No, don't.
You're scared of Celsius? That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's pretty easy to figure out. 100 is boiling, 0 is freezing.
Oh, yeah, so 28 is not hot.
Okay, you want it to be boiling?
Well, 28.
You want it to be boiling?
If 100 is fucking...
You're dumb.
You're so stupid.
You're dumb.
You're saying 100 is boiling and 0 is freezing. 28.
What do you think boiling point is in Fahrenheit?
I don't know.
It's like 200 and something.
Yeah.
So it's a long way off from like 100 degrees, if you think about hot.
No, 28 would
oh
be.
Oh my God. Two of the stupidest people on the planet talking about. But it's so weird that you would hate the way somebody else taught to like temperature.
It's not weird. It's not
like
weird.
Metric is just dumb to you. You don't know anything about it. You've never tried to learn it. But it's dumb to you because you weren't taught that way. It's such a like, you know, when
you're
I say,
not a doctor.
It's a weird thing. No. I'm not a doctor. I'm an actual human being that thinks about things every once in a while, just a little deeper than whatever fucking surface level. Oh, Celsius! They're gonna go fuck themselves with a Celsius! 100 is boiling? Oh, okay, well, I guess 28 is not very hot, is it? It's not boiling! It's nowhere near boiling! You sound like a fucking idiot! I hope you realize that. You sound so dumb when you immediately go, whatever they do, they're dumb. Well, Fahrenheit's the best. Why do you think no one else on the fucking planet uses Fahrenheit? Or everyone uses the fucking metric system. Why do you think that is? Because it's fucking easier. And why don't Americans? Because everything else is dumb. Things that we don't learn in childhood is dumb.
Is that not?
With your fucking dumb backwards hat and you're like, look at my rings. I'm rich. I have money.
I didn't say that.
Me a deal on whatever I'm buying. It's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, think about who you are. Think about it. It's so stupid. It's just such a fucking dumb way to be. I put blinders on. I don't know. Why don't you go ahead and just do whatever the fucking easiest thing is in the world to do? And
I
then
don't.
You're
I
perfectly
don't.
American.
Oh, now
that's how that's how you get your fucking your green card. Now they just go, how do you do songs? I make fun of everyone else in the world.
I didn't make fun of anybody. I didn't make fun of anybody. I didn't make fun. And listen, if you want to sit here and break down what's wrong with me, go right ahead. All right.
You can't even tell me what the boiling point of your fucking beloved Fahrenheit is. That's how fucking stupid you are. Every single person watching is like, it's 212.
You just looked it up.
Yes, because I grew up with fucking Celsius.
Oh, what's the boiling point of Celsius?
I want you to think about it for 100? Yeah. How easy is that? Now ask me the freezing point. What's the freezing point?
Zero.
It is. It is.
Stupid. Yeah. You knock off my hat.
You're so dumb. You're like, why would they use Celsius in Canada?
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
When did I say that?
I just said in Canada when I said 80 degrees, they were like, we don't know what that is. What?
Well, so
and then you're like, they're dumb.
You're saying I'm dumb for not knowing metric, and then I'm saying they're dumb for not knowing.
They don't say you're dumb for not knowing their thing. You're dumb for saying they're dumb. Do you get that? You're dumb because you're just like zero acceptance of anything. You're like, I'm done learning. I will learn one more thing in life. Done. End of story. It's over. Now, what is the boiling point in fucking Fahrenheit?
You're really getting on my fucking
what is
nerves.
It? What is it?
It doesn't matter.
What is it? I just said it.
212, stupid.
Oh, I'm stupid?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because you take everybody's inventory like you're perfect. You sit here and you knock my hat off, all right?
God,
you knock
that's my, the thing that you're going to... What about when I called you stupid 700 times? That wasn't as offensive as no, when I knocked I know your I'm fucking
not,
hat off.
I know I'm not stupid, so...
You act stupid and you sound stupid.
No, I don't sound stupid. I sound like I sound.
Yeah. You know what it is? What do you think I'm going to say you sound like? What's the thing I always say? It's in you, man. It's so in you. You can't get rid of it. Snot. That's what it is. Here we go. Oh, God. Right into the mic.
I turned my head. It's not into the mic. I sneezed. Oh, I'm sorry. I sneezed. Is that trashy to sneeze?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're stupid.
I am.
100 times I've told Bonnie, don't leave anything in your car where they can see. I'm sorry. Now when I get yelled at forever, then when
I didn't listen. Yes. No, the difference is that if you said to me, hey,
I'm not going to argue. I've told you 10 to 20 it's times.
It's the fact that anyone else who thinks any differently than you is stupid. That's what makes you stupid. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I didn't say thinks any different than me. I'm saying when you tell someone something 10, 20 times. And
oh, like what the fucking boiling point of.
You told me that once and I knew it.
I'm going to ask. I'll ask you. You'll be like, it starts with an L. It's what is it? It starts with an L. So you know it.
Once I say what you did wrong, or if you're dumb, then you already knock it down.
You're going to sound stupid again. You know why?
No, I'm not going to sound stupid.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're blaming the victim.
I'm not blaming the victim. Okay. First of all, Bonnie always says, why do you lock this? Why do you do that? Because I'm aware of my surroundings.
I'm aware of my surroundings.
See? You can't take that. You're a fucking asshole. You can't take the heat and stay out of the fire. Stay out of the 100 Celsius. And I've told her a million times. And I didn't blame myself.
I think you did it to show me not to do it. I like my bag back, please. If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Can I get my bag back?
Okay, see.
This is like you. You probably break into our own house. See, I told you to lock the door every time.
God, keep doing your voices and everything. Keep it up. You're a fucking asshole. So I said to Bonnie.
I got rings. That make me look rich.
No, I'm not trying to look rich.
People think I'm rich because I got my ring.
You're a fucking asshole. That's not really.
That's the best voice I've ever done.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. I got rings. It's a little bit like that guy that Billy Bob Thornton. I like French fries. Oh, what'd you eat today? Of all the meals I've ever made you, today was your favorite meal in the world. I just made it yourself.
Can you quit exaggerating? I made fried bologna, chicken bologna, and cheese sandwich because I don't eat pork roll, and it's good. All right, and she goes.
Why did you have to say because I don't eat pork roll?
Because that's what I'm trying to get the taste of. Because I used to love pork roll and cheese. All right.
That's what's that from?
What do you mean? What's that from?
From it's from your white trash upbringing.
No, people. I was at breakfast sandwich.
I got rings.
You think you're fucking funny? You think you're funny? I'm buying a house, everybody. I have a built-in pool. Same thing.
What? A house is nice that you can live in. What does this give you? Except for marks on my face.
Don't look at me like I like you.
Okay.
So, and she's going to argue because she's always right. She says, I'm always right. But she can never say, you know what? I was wrong there. She's never said.
What are you talking about?
You could say, I'm sorry, but you never go, I was wrong. I've told Bonnie a million times. Bonnie would leave her pocketbook on the seat of a car. I go, put everything in the trunk. Her car doesn't have a trunk, so you got to cover stuff up. She left a handbag, a backpack in visible. Someone smashed her back window and took it.
Had my comedy notebook in it and my orthopedic things.
Left it. But if they look in, they see a backpack, boom, smash a window.
Smash the window.
Okay. So I've told you.
I had like a really expensive jean jacket back there. They didn't take it. I had like other things that were way more.
Yeah, because the backpack, they're thinking something's in there valuable.
Luckily, I just took my fucking passport out of there.
Whoa, you're so lucky.
No, I really am. I thought about it all the way home. I was like, oh my gosh. I felt grateful driving home. Not because I got my car broken into, but because I had just taken, that's the backpack I took to Canada. I had my passport in it. I had all my stuff just in it.
You can't, when I went to New York.
For some reason I took it out, which normally, sometimes I don't.
I went to New York that night. I parked right around the corner where she parked. Before I went into New York.
Would you break into someone's car that only has one arm?
Before I went into New York, in the back seat of my car, you know those big laundry bags? I had 4 boxes of sneakers that I was returning. 4 boxes of sneakers.
Did you return them?
I'm doing that today, but.
I thought you did it yesterday.
No.
I thought you went there yesterday.
I packed them yesterday. Oh. But I had them in my car. And before I went to New York, I go, oh, I'm going to take this out of my back seat and put it in the house. Because my car would have got smashed. Not only would I have lost a window, I would have lost almost $1,000 worth of sneakers. So if you're not aware of your surroundings or precautious, things like that happen. All right.
I never heard the word precautious.
Or cautious.
I guess it is a word.
Well, whatever.
Precaution. So, but I never heard.
Maybe learn your lesson. And from now on, don't leave anything visible in your car.
One time I couldn't find my keys and they were like in my car. Just sitting there the whole night.
Good story.
Nothing bad happened that time.
I don't know what to say. Well, now they're going to come fix the car window that I was on the phone all morning yesterday trying to find these appointments.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I didn't say I didn't say I want to thank you. I'm saying it's a pain in the ass to find them. Go through this, go through that, set up an appointment for, you know, I found a place, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So all right. From now on, do not leave anything visible in your car. I don't care if it's a bag of chips. Nothing visible. Thank you. There you have it. I'm surprised your car doesn't have one of those things you pull over to make it look like there's a trunk. We got to get one. How come Lex? I got to see if Lexus has those. You know what I'm talking about? What the old car used to have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How come you know Lexus? I'm sure they have it. I mean, you wouldn't close it, but still, maybe you would. Anyhow, that's what's going on. This week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm doing a Fully Loaded tour, Bert Kreischer's tour. I'm doing Baltimore, then Pennsylvania, and then New Hampshire.
You're doing it on Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day. So I'll come home and then Monday go out to dinner or something, you know. I'm looking forward. That's going to be pretty cool, doing those big stadiums, whatever.
Take a lot of pictures.
Someone else told me to do that. Oh, Mushy Mike.
He does good on your social media.
Danny Braff does good. We just put up another clip. Anyhow, we're going to wrap this up. Next week will be our last podcast on this network. Next week.
Then we're going to do something a little different on our next podcast. We're going to get along. We're going to show.
What two people are we going to get to do it?
I don't know. We'll get someone to write us something. We're going to only look at each other with love and compassion.
No, I'm white trash.
Well, you are. I'm just going to love you in spite of it.
The guy behind us has an old police car.
That he parked right behind our yard.
Right behind he parked it behind my golf net. So I probably in 3.5 years, 4 golf balls went into his property. He parked it there, so probably.
I think he didn't. I think he's mad. He's having a fight with the.
He wouldn't park it there if he's having. He would pull it. He wouldn't park it there. He parked it right behind my golf net. So his lawnmower probably ran over a golf ball. And he goes, enough of these golf balls. He parks his car right behind my net.
Who cares?
Well, he's got to move it when we sell the house.
Right.
People aren't going to come look at a house and see an old police car in the yard behind us. It looks like a fucking junkyard. This guy's a fucking asshole, psychopath.
I hope he doesn't listen to our podcast.
All right. Talk to you later.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, this weekend.
Remember what I said we were going to talk about? I guess we're not going to talk about it.
What? No, the people are coming. The movers are coming.
Yeah, in 15 minutes.
What do you want to talk about real quick?
No, not now. No. I don't want that kind of pressure. I literally, just before the podcast, I said, hey, we could talk about this.
What about the Ted Lasso you talked about?
No.
The bologna sandwich?
No.
There's nothing else.
Okay.
Well, give me a hint.
No, because I don't want to bring it up, and then we're leaving, and I don't want to bring it up to do a little bit, you know.
It's got to be negative towards me.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I know.
What a story that you have going on in your mind that everyone's against you.
No, just you.
Must be about me. I got my ring, so. It's just so funny to me, man. You're like taking back shoes. It's just, what a weird, what goes on in there? And you got your Rolex and your rings and you're like, give me a good deal on these shoes, you know. I got dollar store glasses.
These are my real glasses.
I know.
Fuck.
You'd never wear them.
Am I wearing them now? Would that be never?
Oh, that's how it happens.
Yeah, go. That's how it should happen.
Is that why you wear the rings?
Left and
right. In case you need to?
No.
Because I stopped flinching?
Folks, this weekend, the Fully Loaded Tour. Next weekend, the Grand Comedy Club, California. Week after that, Mothership in Austin. My wife hates me.
Mothership again? Didn't you just do it?
No, I did a guest spot when I was there.
Oh.
Now I'm doing the weekend, Thursday, Friday, June 30th. Then I'll do Kill.
That's your birthday.
Yeah. I'm missing
your way. You're away for Father's Day and your birthday?
Yep. Spending it with people that don't make fun of me.
To your face.
All right.
I love you enough to mock you right to your face. I'm not scared of those rings.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah, good.
Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Bye. La 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 My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.